This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So we have audio here. Travis, two cuts.
We have...
You saying like goodbye, Hugh?
I like the Boys the Man version better.
That man is laugh. It's so hard. Why are we doing this?
No, Travis Kelce had a great career.
You're not saying goodbye to Travis?
But it's over now.
Because, you know, we're watching a career in transition here. We're watching a transition from great tight end.
He's transitioning.
To podcaster. Yeah, I mean, and I watched it. Sometimes you can watch someone go from one to the next in real time. Like Hugh, you went through this. You went from being a football player to a radio host.
I didn't call two strikes.
But didn't you? You went from a player to a host.
I didn't get called by my producer. And
then
I got called
a trans
from my co-host.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you not?
I'm transitioning. I'm transitioning from
No, your transition happened a long time ago. you're a full radio host now. But I watched it happen this week. Travis Kelce went from great football player to podcaster. I mean, there was a play, I watched a replay this morning where Mahomes is scrambling and Kelce just standing there like a cooked fighter. I mean, he just looks like he's got the haircut of a podcaster.
It was the haircut, man. Yeah,
no, it was the Boogie Nights outfit. I don't know why, but when you say cook fighter, that right there to me is hilarious.
Because there's something about like a fighter at the end of their career where they
cook
just look
fighter.
They looked like they're in bad shape. And that's Travis now.
You know,
the haircut is to overcompensate.
I don't know. You think he's done?
I look at it like this. There's times where when you're getting your ass kicked on a football field so bad, you just keep looking at the clock, be like, damn, how much more of this time did they have to kick our ass like this? That's kind of what that was.
Yeah, it was.
The quarterback was running for his life. And that, on the play you're talking about, he was running. He from the time they said hike, he was like, help, help.
And Travis is standing there.
What could he?
He could have blocked for him, open.
And Travis looking like, what do you want me to do? I can't do nothing.
But like the play that Joe's referring to is even worse because Mahomes is scrambling, basically runs past Travis, and he doesn't even attempt to block the defender.
What do you do in a moment like that?
And then Mahomes gets smoked and fumbled the ball. I mean, it's a bad look.
Listen, yeah. Sometimes when you get you just want the ass whooping to go away.
That's what I mean. Like sometimes an older boxer, you see it in their face. Like
Tyson fighting Jake Paul.
I'm done getting punched in the face. Like there's a time where it's over.
All right, we're Jake Paul.
Yeah, he's Mike Tyson. Let's hear from Travis Kelce about the game taking the L to the Eagles.
Just wasn't our day. Couldn't find a lick of momentum. I'm kicking myself for some of the tiny, tiny decisions I made on the field. I wasn't the best leader that I could be in motivating my guys and keeping my guys, you know, calm, cool, collected. And I put a lot of that on myself as, you know, the guy that's been in the building for 12 years and seen a lot of football and actually seeing a situation just like this in the Super Bowl. It's a tough pill to swallow. It's a hard reality, man. I love my teammates. I love my coaches, Chiefs Kingdom. I'm sorry for how it ended. I have a beautiful life, man. I have loved ones. I have the most amazing family in the world that supports me in everything that I do. And they were all there, you know, cheering me on and hoping for the best on Sunday, man. I wish things would have went different. I wish I would have made better decisions early on and helped my guy Pat out and helped my team, you know, find that momentum or that confidence. But, you know, I just have to tip my hat to the Eagles.
He wanted to swing on CJ GJ, though.
He did. Yeah.
He wanted to give him the business.
In that same clip, he's like trying to shove Jordan Davis, who is literally just like a mountain of a human being. And Jordan Davis like was unmoved. It was like a gnat trying to push
Jordan
him over.
Jordan Davis is different. He got man strength. He got what they used to call back in the day, man strength. He got man strength.
Yeah, he's a mountain of a human being.
Man strength.
He's a different kind of person. All right, let's also hear Travis about the R word, retirement. Is it over? Let's hear what he said.
Right now, I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now, the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing. As you see yourself or not feel yourself have the success that you once used to have, man, it's a tough pill to swallow. And then on top of that, to not be there in the biggest moments, knowing your team's counting on you, man, those are all extremely hard things to, it's just a tough reality. And, yeah. You know, I think I'm going to take some time to figure it out. And I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that, it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it, and I'm fully here for them. And I think I could play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me.
Yeah, it's that's the end. I mean, when he's asking himself if he's motivated to play. I mean, Hugh, you've actually lived this life. I just watch it and see all these athletes go through it. I feel like he's probably going to retire.
He's thinking about it. He's workshopping it. He's figuring out how, you know, he's thinking about training camp and how that's going to go. And, you know, does he have the wherewithal to try to push through another season? So, yeah, it's a tough spot for him to be in. Yeah. He's having one of them come to Jesus moments.
Mm-hmm. On his podcast, because he is a podcaster. I mean, he's crossed over. He has transitioned to become a full podcaster. All right.
Transitioning.
But he did. Let's go back to the phone lines. Anthony, Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas. How's it going?
How you doing, Anthony?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's the first time I talked to you guys since we won the Super Bowl, man. I wanted to call in because I wanted to jump in on this conversation about AJ, right? Mm-hmm. And you, I usually agree with you on just about everything, man. I listen to this part of the show because of you. I like you other guys too. It's no knock on.
But.
You know,
hit him with the butt. Go ahead, Anthony.
No, but I tell you guys all the time, I want to keep harping. I played sports all my life. I'm a coach to this day. I work with a lot of kids around the city that play sports and stuff. I'm just a sports guy through and through, so I like watching Hugh when he played, and I'm still, you know, a fan of all these older guys,
I got called twice.
Butt.
Oh, Lord. Hey, here's where I think, and I think, man, this brings me back to my old days when I got to college too, right? Like, so I grew up in the projects, man. I ain't have nothing growing up. I'm talking about we were so poor, man. It was bad, right? And I got to a point where I was a really good athlete, had some success in college, played on the top 2 and 3 high school team in the country, went and played, you know, made some money playing professionally overseas and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that one of my college coaches did for me when I was in college that changed my life dramatically was he forced me to go to therapy, right, and start sitting down and talking to people because there was a lot of, I didn't realize it at the time, but there was a lot of trauma from my life growing up that I was holding on to that I thought I had let go, but I really didn't. And the reason I bring that up is because I think the mark that people are missing with AJ, and I thought it was great that he did that, what he did. I thought the post was great, and I get what you're saying, Hugh. But I think AJ's talking about sports, but he's not talking about sports. AJ is talking about life, right? This is the same guy that years ago was talking to, you know, that lady broke down in the presser talking about being suicidal and all that stuff, and AJ started, you know, talking to he talking to the lady and, you know, about her journey because he had been through that and all this kind of stuff, right? So I think for AJ, you get to a point with people like him where it's like, okay, what is it that drives me every day? What do I need to find in this and all this and that, right? And I think somebody came along at some point and told AJ, you know, football is it. This is how you make people happy. This is where you how you do this and that. And I think for him, the journey was the journey, but then it was like, okay, I never reached this thing. So what is all the work I need to do, this, that, and the third to get this? Kind of like getting money, right? Until I touched a certain amount of money, like being you know, poor all my life, I used to think money was everything. Oh, man, when I get the money, I'm a dude until I touch some real money.
And right? Then you realize maybe that's not everything. Right, yeah.
Right. It's like, damn, okay. Like, now, outside of buying all the material things, like, do I still have the people next to me that I love? Or are they going to switch up? And so I think people, and if I'm AJ's big brother in that locker room, first of all, Sirianni, you know him. Jalen, and that, on this last point, right? One of the things I've been doing all year is calling into y'all guys and saying why I've been talking about Jalen being special. And it's not, it's football, but it's more to, I think the next step for AJ is the not being Jalen, but getting to that point in life where whether it's your faith or, you know, the hero that your kids see in you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Be, It can't just be football.
You got to find. Yeah, you have to find. Yeah, you have to find it. And Anthony, man, we appreciate the phone call.
And Anthony, I appreciate you taking the deep dive because you interpreted the way that you interpreted. I get that, but I still say that there are certain things that you can't say on social media because you leave it open to interpretation. That was your interpretation. Now, somebody else's interpretation might be totally different. I understand exactly where you're coming from, and AJ has been through a lot. But you have to read the room, and you can't in this situation. It just – you don't need that energy. You know, we can argue all day about if I missed the mark or I'm reading too much into it or anything like that. The bottom line is this. Shouldn't have had to read it. Shouldn't have been a story because he shouldn't have sent it at that time, 2 days after the Super Bowl.
So if you missed it, so, you know, we're discussing if it's too early to talk about a dynasty. And look, I think a lot of the football things are all pointing to the Eagles could be a dynasty. Howie, the roster, Jalen's young, and he performs obviously his best in the biggest games, which is the most important thing. I think it's all pointing there. Hugh thinks it's too early. Part of the reason is, are they all going to be rowing in the same directions? Can they keep that focus together? And one of those things, the A.J. Brown last night Instagram post, I'll read it to you if you missed it. Quote, after a few days, I've had the time to reflect on being a champion. I tried to feel how everyone let me start over. I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion, and unfortunately, it was short-lived. 2 days to be exact, LOL. I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this game comes when I dominate. It's the hunt that does it for me. It's when the DB drops his head and surrender because he can't F with me. The intense battles, early mornings, late nights, sacrifice. I love putting smiles on people's faces. Don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't what I thought it would be. It's the journey that I love most. Back to work. All right, so there it was. I'm going to give you an analogy I thought of, Hugh, that I think, because people have tried to give their analogies, right, and try to justify or kind of think through what he was thinking. Hugh, so before we started doing our show, mm-hmm. I hosted solo. I was on at night for 5 years by myself, right? And imagine if our show was doing well. We do a show together, right? It's not my show. It's our show. We do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing well, and people like the show, and we get positive reviews or ratings or whatever. And Hugh, if I posted, I thought good ratings would make me feel good, but what drives me is doing my own thing or doing a monologue for 10 minutes by myself. You know what?
I would probably look at it and be like, damn, you want to work by yourself?
Right. You know what I think people would wonder? How can they keep working together if that's not if Joe is driven by kind of doing his own thing?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it can't work, right? Like, it obviously worked. They won the Super Bowl. But I think it does open your mind to, is everyone going to be happy next year doing the same formula?
It leaves you to interpretation. And that's the thing. Because we all read social media posts the way that we read it. And thank you, everybody who's chimed in on my page, who's chimed in on my Instagram page and gave me their interpretation of it. It's not the same for everybody. My thing is this. When you put stuff out there like that and you start out by, I thought, you know, winning a championship would satisfy me.
It didn't.
We haven't even had the parade, dog.
I know.
Like, damn, this is, you won the game. Now come back home, the conquering hero.
Let's celebrate.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not over. It's not done. We are gearing up. I went to Mitchell and Ness the other day, just to give you a little side story. I'm about to get a jacket, and for all y'all that be worth all in my pocket, I was gonna pay more than $30 for it.
Whoa!
Oh, I was about to break bread.
High roller,
but
Douglas has arrived.
If Mitchell and Ness listening, y'all need to get some bigger sizes in them jackets, man. Everybody don't wear 2X. But the point that I'm trying to make is the store was packed. The store was packed. And all I heard was people talk about they didn't want nothing if it didn't have Super Bowl champion on it. They didn't want any of that. So that part, see, this is where, for me, it's a disconnect. Bro, you haven't even had the parade in this city yet.
Yeah, it's bizarre. The timing.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the timing.
You see, and for all them cats that talking about, I'm reaching on this one. We haven't even had the parade yet, and he's talking about he ain't satisfied.
I don't think you're reaching. I think this is part of why there aren't that many dynasties. It's hard to keep everyone rowing the same direction. This segment brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squeal or grinding? Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. I think the Eagles could get through this and figure it out and smooth it over. But it's there's something to, hey, why do teams not keep winning? They're all, every team that wins a championship is, in theory, good enough to win the next year, but they often don't.
So I don't like necessarily. Let me get this straight, I don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying. Like, I am totally understanding that there are multiple different ways to interpret this, and if that's really what he's intending on doing, I think it's a bad look for him. I don't believe that's his intention. That's why I feel like we're getting crossed up. Like, A.J. Brown does not want this to be a discussion right now. There's no way that A.J. Brown...
Well, he shouldn't have posted it, though.
I understand that, but that's where I think it was a mistake for him. No, because it's not that he shouldn't have posted it. He shouldn't have put that line in. If he doesn't put that line in, we're not even talking about it. It's just another athlete posting about the journey and the Super Bowl run and getting back to work. Jalen Hurts on Jimmy Fallon or wherever he was. I forget what it was.
It was Jimmy Fallon. He was also Jimmy.
I just can't remember where I heard this cut, but he was talking about looking at his reflection in the trophy and thinking about the journey and the work that he put in. This is what athletes do and talk about all the time. It's just the fact that I think AJ added a line that he probably shouldn't have, but I don't believe he's purposely inviting this kind of attention to what he said.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Is it too early to use the D word, the dynasty word? I don't think so. Kyle doesn't. Hugh does. And part of it's not just that the team's going to change and the NFL changes. Well, they got to keep everyone rowing in the same direction. We'll get Elliot's take on this next. Your phone calls will get everyone up in the final hour. Elliot also has a brand new list of the top 10 athletes of Philadelphia, so we got to ask him about that. All coming up. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, behind every champion is a great night's sleep. Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect matches. Mattress. And you can do so, too, with Bed Match. Now, let me tell y'all a little bit about Bed Match, because I did this. I went into the store. I laid on the bed. They have, like, a big old TV screen in front of you. You type in the way you sleep or whatever, and you move around. And then they pick the mattress that is right for you. Others claim they can match you, but only Mattress Warehouse has technology backed by science with Bed Match to help you find the perfect mattress. Now, during their President's Day sale, you can save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide. Plus, and this is the best part, you get a free adjustable base on select mattresses. Rest assured, because when you buy a mattress at Mattress Warehouse, you have a one-year price guarantee on your purchase. Find a better price at a local competitor. Mattress Warehouse will match that price plus 50% of the difference. And with free next-day delivery, you can start sleeping like a baby the next day. Shop now or find a location nearest you at MattressWarehouse.com. That's MattressWarehouse.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.